Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can leave the show with a fresh view of the world and the news. Hello and welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you that are listening. I was looking at our stats the other day, and you know where we have a lot of people listening from? Taiwan. Crazy. So, hello Taiwan, hello Australia, hello New Zealand, hello United States. This is Connect with Max and Polly. I'm Max Ryan. This is the show where the incredible Polly Wyrum and I hang out with you for a little while. We look at some of the things that are happening in the news around the world and the United States, because that's where we are, and help you to look at it and reframe it and just bring about unblock some of your perceptions about what is good and all of the amazing peace that you already have in your life. So my name is Max Ryan. I'm the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com. I am a spiritual teacher, and I have been doing this work for over 30 years. And I love working with people, helping people, and allowing peace to flow in their lives so that they can live a life that feels more in alignment with who they truly are, instead of constantly resisting, constantly pushing, and constantly trying to manipulate. It's a much easier way to flow through life when you can connect with your peace. So it's great to have you here, and my wonderful, incredible friend Polly is here too. Hi, Polly.
Hi, Max. How can I like follow that? Because I was lost and mesmerized by your words, because it's so true. It's just like, it's true. I always boil it down to just being lazy, but what you said is absolutely so true. So I'm Polly Wyrum. I am an intuitive, a life coach, a writer, a speaker. And I, as Max said, I like to help people connect with peace. And it really is about letting go and not fighting, just like letting go and welcoming in the ease. My website is Gateways to Peace, and I have a book out called Gateways to Peace also. And I totally get what you're saying, because it's like as soon as we allow and as soon as we connect to that feeling of peace, that's when you connect to abundance. That's when you connect to your intuition. That's when you connect to everything. And it's connecting to that universal awareness, right?
Yeah, that awareness that is always here and it's never gone. It is who we are. But the egoic mind tends to be like, I want to try to find something else, somewhere else. But it's all, you know, it's just, you know, I use that analogy of the Wizard of Oz all the time when Glinda says, you've always had it, my dear. You just had to look down and click your heels. We all have that ability. We all have that flow of divine force flowing through our life at all time. Not all times, for sure.
So. But it is scary. And then we'll talk about news and take readers or take callers, because I'm super excited to do a lot of readings today. But it is scary, because it does require faith, right?
Yeah.
It does require your ability to say, okay, I know I have this in my life. Like, you know, I'm looking around my life right now. I know I have that, right? Because that's my reality. But to know that there's something even greater, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big leap of faith. And then after you do it, it gets easier and easier. But the first time you do it, it takes a lot of courage.
It sure does. It's the, you know, my latest tattoo, I love tattoos, and my latest tattoo I have tattooed on my hand, so I see it all the time, is the word trust. And faith and trust are the same thing, basically. And to, you know, it's really all about trust. It's all about the trust, exactly what you said. And if anyone knows, I'm a teacher and a student of A Course in Miracles for over 30 years. And there's a whole beautiful, beautiful, beautiful section in the Manual for Teachers, which I go through with my students, and it's all about the development of trust. And when you start to do this work, you start to see about how trust is everything. And he comes back over and over and over in A Course in Miracles and any other, you know, true truth path, that faith and trust is what you need first, you know. And when you develop it, listen, that's when things start to flow. That's when the flow starts happening. I love it. Let me just say, Polly, really quickly, if you would like to call in and talk to us, our call-in number here is 516-531-9809. Write that down, 516-531-9809, because we'd love to take your calls. We've got some people in the queue right now, and we'll be right with you. Let's just talk about something in the news that, you know, we had the week off. We had our Thanksgiving week off, and so a lot of things have happened in the world. So, Polly, is there anything that you want to bring up before we take our first caller?
Well, I think I want to sprinkle some good news in. I mean, there's a ton of good news going on right now. This is interesting. There's just like so many things to choose from. Okay, I'm just going to go with one really simple because I don't have it in front of me and it's going to be easy for me to remember. A businessman, he is giving each high school student, teacher, and staff that worked at the Paradise Valley School in California that they suffered tremendous losses due to the fire. He's giving them each a check for $1,000. So it goes, his total donation goes for over $1 million. And he's doing it because he said that his years in high school were the most fun and like free time of his life. And he's like carefree time. So it's like, it was like the epitome of freedom. And he, you know, that was just like one of the best times in his life. I don't know if best time, but it was that carefree time that he recalls, and he wants these students to be able to experience some joy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We love that. We love that. And that's, you know, that's really, you know, true giving from a seed of something that you feel called to give, right? I was talking on my Periscope the other day about Giving Tuesday, whereas a lot of people just feel pressured. Oh, you have to tithe your 10% and you have to be pressured because it's Giving Tuesday, so you better give some. I'm like, don't give because of that. Give because it feels right in the moment and you see a need and everything's, you know, love or a call for love, and you feel that there's a call for love and you can give and it feels right to give. Give a smile, give time, give money, give a check, you know. And because that's the most important thing is the energy with which you give, you know, it's really important, really important. It's a great story. Great story. And those people, listen, we are all praying and holding the vibration of complete healing and wholeness for all of those affected by all these incredible fires. It's really intense. Right, Polly?
It totally is. Absolutely. Yeah. And 100%. And the beauty of this is Max knows I write a blog biweekly. And I really do believe, I touched on this on my last blog, how humanity, you know, our awareness is totally shifting. And it's like, I always put a channel message at the end of it, but it's almost like if you know, the vision that they showed me is like, you know, if you have this open space, say the sky, and you have our consciousness, if you can imagine that you're seeing it, like lots of little dots, and it's creating a form, and it's on the exterior of that form, things are starting to shift, and that form is starting to change, and we're starting to have little break-offs, and that is humanity, that is our consciousness, and that is what is healing us, and that's really what, like, we are all being lifted right now.
Amen. 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 The more, you know, the more perceived darkness, the more opportunity for light. That's the truth. And that is the truth. And there's more perceived darkness all around the world and within our lives and everything. And it's because, you know, the more that there's light, the more that seems that there's darkness. So there's more of an opportunity for a real miracle and real breakthroughs in our world, and in our inner world and our outer world, for sure, for sure. And never, never, never give up your belief in miracles, because that's what it's all based on.
It totally is. Okay, should we take a caller? And then I have a question for you. But let's take a caller.
Okay, sure. Sure, let's take a caller. Let's see. Let's go to the switchboard. Let's go to area code 805-617. Area code 805-617. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Donna. I'm from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Good. Holly, do you want to say hello?
Yeah. Good morning, Donna.
Hi. Good morning.
How's your weather?
It's raining, which we don't get much out in California.
Yeah, for sure. Where in California are you?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah, it's a pretty town.
Cool.
Real pretty.
So, Donna, how can we help you today?
Well, you know, I was listening to what Polly was saying about the intuition and the peace that you get and all that. And about a week ago, I was meditating, which I do every morning for about a half an hour. And it came in out of nowhere, so loving and peaceful, and said it's coming soon. So I've been asking to meet someone, get married, and also for more money to come in somehow so I can go traveling abroad, which I like to do, but I don't have the money. So I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please.
You know what, Donna?
Go ahead, Polly.
I'll just tell you, and then Max will go. I see, feel here. And the first images that I'm getting are, do you have a son?
No kids.
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting is some shoes, like businessman shoes, and who knows why I'm shown shoes, but shoes right outside your door. So it makes me think that there is somebody that is literally right outside your door. So I don't know if it's like in your neighborhood, but to me, I feel like you actually have more resources and abundance and all that stuff right outside your door. Like, you don't have to look far. You are one of those lucky people. You literally don't have to look far. But those shoes, those businessman shoes, like they're leather, but they have those thin ties, thin laces that tie up. Anyhow, they are literally right outside your door.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if it's somebody that's coming to your door, but I literally see them right outside your door. So you do have all this abundance, resource. Everything is literally so close to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I want to just jump in here. There's a couple of things I wanted to say. Thank you for saying that, Polly, because
Polly.
I picked a card for you, but I wanted to just say this really quick, is that, you know, when we get those kind of messages that are so clear and all that stuff, it is also what we were talking about earlier about trust and about faith, because the ego mind always wants to organize it and get the answer and say, what is it? What exactly is it?
Yeah.
When is it going to happen? And all that stuff. And so that's one thing I want to just say, you know what? You don't need to know, first of all. You don't need to know. Just know that it's going to happen. But what's great is I picked the star card for you, Donna, and the star card is really good. It's a lot of things. And for you, it's really about inspiration, that there is a star. This is really like there is good news happening. And it also indicates that your intuitiveness is really developed, is really developing. You know, it's really developing. And the star card says, you know, it's kind of like, it's totally like this. You know how Mary and Joseph followed the North Star, but they didn't know where they were going, right? They just knew to follow the North Star. That's all they knew. They just were like, we got to just follow that North Star. That's all we knew. And look what happened. A miracle came. Jesus was born. Right?
Yeah.
And so I want you to really, I just get the chills totally. So I want you to really think about that, because this star is really important for you. Just follow the star. work with faith, work with trust, and walk in your life in faith. Walk in faith. Okay, Donna?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wonderful.
It's not the easy answer, but it's the answer I feel like you need to hear. Go ahead, Paul.
It's the answer we all need. I have one other thing to add to it. Donna, you're pretty independent.
I am.
Stoic and all of that. I could use the word, but I'm not going to use the word rigid. But we'll remove it now. But you are pretty stoic and independent. And so part of this is you allowing yourself to soften and just be. And I know the meditation is huge in getting you there. So just soften and just like imagine just sitting out in the chaise lounge by the pool and just allowing stuff to come to you. And so part of this is you recognizing that if you just relax and let things come in, you're not losing your independence. Your intelligence, your brilliance, all of that stuff, you're not chucking that to the side. You still have that. You can still use your intelligence. And I think that there's a little bit of that, like you're afraid you're going to lose your intelligence or your mind. You're not sacrificing your brilliance and your beauty. You keep that. You're just bringing in more brilliance. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And if
you're
anything,
not losing anything.
Right. If anything, when we trust more and we have faith more and we walk in faith more, it infuses what we already have. It infuses our intelligence. It infuses all that stuff and makes it even more. You know, a lot of people, when they start a spiritual path, a lot of times and they're told, let go, surrender. It's very scary because you want to be like, oh, God, but am I just going to be dumb and I'm going to walk around? No, it's going to actually
right.
infuse all of what you already have, Donna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I'm grateful every day, and I thank God every day for the blessings. And, yeah, I stay humble with that.
I love it.
Good.
Great. Excellent. Well, I hope that helps, Donna.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have to have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Polly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, look at how perfect was that, right, Polly? That was the perfect reading for after what we just talked about.
No coincidences, but it really, I mean, she's lovely, for one, and lovely to see, you know, an example of someone that is using meditation and seeing seeing the positive of that, right, and recognizing faith. So that's really nice.
I love it.
Thank you, Donna, for sharing.
For sure, for sure. Let me just say once again, everyone, the call-in number here is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. So while we're having this little break between getting another caller on, I want to talk about, you know, the Mars landing. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, right? You know, I was, you know, it's not something that I'm like, whoa, space travel, you know, but, you know, when it was happening, I happened to be home and watching the news and watching when it was happening. And if you don't know, there was a big Mars landing a couple days ago. And as I was watching it, watching the what they were broadcasting was, you know, the Space Center, and I think it's Jet Propulsion Laboratories in Pasadena or whatever. But it was amazing to see, and it's just like the old time movies where you see all those people with all their headsets on waiting for that one thing to happen. And I thought to myself, wow, look what people can do when they band together. Look what people can do, the brilliance and the miracles that people can do when they band together. And I was really, really struck by their celebration and their euphoria when it was like 36 meters, 18 meters, 5 meters, touchdown, and everybody was just in, you know, in so much joy because, you know, I there was a couple of things I just loved about it. I mean, besides that, it's an amazing feat, you know, human beings, we have so much capacity and we forget that, but also just the joy in banding together for one purpose. So I wanted to really mention that.
I love that. And it's super exciting. And here's the other thing, just spinning a little bit into the woo-woo, is, which, you know, I'll always expand into the woo-woo. but look at how much more we are bringing in the possibility of life being out there, right? Like, you know, to talk about that in the past used to be like, oh, he or she's a real nutbag. But now it's like, it's really like talked about in the news about like the possibility of life in other places, which I think is like, there, you know, it's like people, the news or, you know, the media and the world at large is like piecemealing how much awareness can be out to the general population, right? But there's more and more of that that's coming out, and I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, I really feel like, you know, that's the truth. And, you know, in these times that are very extreme, I feel like what the egoic mind, I say it all the time, the egoic mind will constantly have you focusing on the limitation instead of the possibility, right? And so, I mean, that's how human beings have evolved for so long. Every time, there's always been some kind of a miracle. There's always been, and we will never lose that capacity. Never, never, never. So remembering that is huge. It's huge. And I thought that was I guess it was a global, really, it's global, a global reminder of that, for sure. We can do anything.
Yeah.
And I love the woo-hoo. I love the woo-hoo. All right. So let's see. Should we go to another caller?
Yes, we should.
Okay,
Absolutely.
Great. This caller may be on Skype. I'm not sure. But it's one. If you are on Skype, I think you're the only person that might be on Skype. Let's put you on. Hello?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Deep. I'm calling from the UK.
Hello, Deep?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How is it going in the UK?
It's going well. Just, we are getting closer to Christmas now. Looking forward to the festive season.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for calling in. Polly, do you want to say hi?
Absolutely. Hello. And so good to hear you. I have a niece that's going to school there right now. She's going to college there.
Right. Hi, Polly. Nice to meet you as well.
So how can we help you today? What's on your mind, Deep?
Can I have a reading, please, if you don't mind?
Yes,
of
sure,
course.
Sure. Would you like a general reading of what we're picking up for you?
Yeah.
Great. We love that. We love that. Okay. First of all, Polly, are you picking up something right away?
Yep. I'll just tell you, since I always go with the first thing I get. The first thing I'm getting with you, Deep, is you have one hand out, and you have, so it's like if you're sitting, you've got one hand out, and then you're sitting on the other hand. So there's part of you that is super excited about being promoted and super excited about doing business. And this to me feels like business. You're all about business. But so you've got one hand out and you're sitting on the other hand. And so there's part of you that you are holding back. You're not totally putting yourself out there. And I'm not sure why. If we were doing a longer reading, we'd dive into it. But there's part of you that you're holding back. And I'm telling you, you have the capacity to totally change ways. Like, you have the capacity to change the ways other people are doing things. You're super bright. You can go in there. You can clean things up. You can show people new systems, new ideas. You're all about new, and you're super – your energy is so bright and brilliant, like really, really good. But there's a little part of you that's sitting down, like that little kid that knows the answer and is jumping up and down in his seat. So I don't know if you weren't picked when you were younger or whatever, but I'm telling you, put both hands out and go for it, because you're brilliant and you do have the ideas for change. So there's change all about you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you see anyone coming into my life relationship-wise?
Deep, can I just jump in on that for a second? Because I got a very clear picture, and I also pulled a card for you. Can I just jump on what Paul was saying? I feel like holding you back is that you have a perfectionist thing.
Mm.
You really, really want things to be right, to be like, to look good, to fit, and to you like things to be a certain way, and that a lot of times can hold you back before you move forward because you want them to be a certain way. Does that make sense to you, Deep?
Absolutely, Max.
Yeah, that perfectionist thing comes in because I got the Eight of Pentacles turned upside down, and that a lot of times has this a lot to do with. A lot of times it's, and I just want to say this, it's not a judgment of you. A lot of times that comes when we have too much focus on ourselves, of ourselves. So focus a little bit more on the outside world instead of yourself all the time, and let go of that perfectionist thing because that's just the ego trying to keep you from moving forward. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Let go of the perfectionist. You know what, Deep? Mess up a little bit. Screw up a little bit. Who cares?
Have fun.
You have fun. Yeah. Have a little more fun. Have a little more fun.
Yeah. And I think in terms of partner, I feel like it goes a little bit in the same
mm-hmm.
Idea of having fun and just letting something, you know, the word organically is way overused, but I'm going to use it. Just let something organically happen. Just go have fun and see who comes into your life, right? Because it's like finding the life partner that you're really going to enjoy having in your life. It doesn't happen by being super, planning, mapping out exactly where you're going to meet them and how it's going to happen. Be open to the right person coming in at the perfect time in your life. And you also, there's a tiny bit that fell into, like, with our last caller. You also have a hard time imagining how they fit into your life, right? Like, how is this person going to fit? And so I think you just, it's that faith. You've got to have faith that the right person will come in and they will fit beautifully into your life, and you guys will go on and create a beautiful life journey together. But it's like you just have to have faith that the person will fit in your life. They're not holding you back. It's a good, you know, seamless thing, right?
Yeah. And I was just writing that down as far as, right, just when you were saying that, Polly, I was writing down, ooh, another trust and faith lesson. Another lesson in trust and faith. For sure, for sure. I do want to ask you really quickly, Deep, your last relationship that you had was pretty devastating when it broke up. Am I right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, sweetie, I can feel you. I can feel that apprehension because of it, and I understand that. And now it like really dovetails into your perfectionism because you don't want to repeat that, what happened the last time. Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I can feel that from you. So whatever you can do, can I ask you what happened with that last relationship?
It was an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was abusive. Exactly. Because it feels like there was somebody that was really, really intense around you. Very, very intense. So I'm going to have faith, have trust, what we're talking about, but also do some forgiveness work around that so you can really start to be like, okay, you know, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm not sure if you've done this yet, Deep, or not, but write down 10 of the greatest lessons you've learned from that relationship and that person.
Yeah.
Because I think that letting that go is going to help the energy of something more coming in for you instead of coming from a place of, I really want a relationship. Just go, you know what? Allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetie.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Polly.
You're so welcome.
Absolutely.
So welcome.
And I do love the tenderness in your heart.
Uh-huh.
I do. Like, I can feel I love the tenderness in your heart.
No doubt.
Thank you.
No doubt. For sure. Well, let us know how it goes, okay?
Sure, will do. Thank you again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night because it's nighttime now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Polly, it seems like trust and faith seems to be a theme today.
Well, it is. So, Max, you know, I told you I had a question that I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
So here's the question. And this is a question that I'm sure has been around for as long as humans have been around. But, okay, so especially coming from the place of being an intuitive, and granted, I'll speak for myself, like intuitive in my life, like it definitely helps me, but sometimes logic comes into my life. So it's a little bit, it's not quite as easy to be intuitive in my life. I mean, I still am, but I allow logic to dictate things and ego more also, to be honest. And so, how come, like, I'm sure you know people also, like people that you love, and bad things happen to good people, right? And how come we don't know that? Like, say it's your neighbor, or say it's in your family, or just in general, like bad things happening to good people. But I think it's like, it's really interesting thing. Like, say you have, you know, like there's somebody that's an intuitive that I love, and she lives out of state. And she had a family member a few years ago that was diagnosed with cancer. So that's the thing. Like, so you can have, like, why don't we pick up that stuff sometimes? That's my question to you. What do you think?
Because we don't need to know.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to know, that's for sure. Because if we knew everything that's going to happen, first of all, our life would not be the adventure it's meant to be, and to keep expanding and growing and discovering. There'd be no discovery in life. And those bad things, first of all, the other thing I would say is that, like you were saying, the ego mind, you know, as the Buddhist would say, everything is what it is. It is as it is. What we are perceiving as bad and good. Now, this is really challenging. It's really challenging. But if we are allowing to see everything as the perfect thing in our life, even if it is bankruptcy, even if it is whatever, then we move beyond those things, those outer things dictating our growth. And the other part of it is, if we knew those things, we would run really hard away from it. And as we go into things we don't know, or things that we do fear, or that are tragedies, that we go into them, that's where we grow. That's where we grow. And that's where we have a more intimate experience of the truth of life and who we are. That's what my answer would be.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I like to put it out there, because I think that it's a question that's tossed around a lot, right?
Right.
And
totally.
And it's brought, I mean, probably every self-help book, or, you know, most self-help books, most spiritual books, they touch on how, you know, these challenges, and everybody goes through them, and nobody's challenge is great. You know, everybody suffers a challenge, right? I don't know if suffer is quite the right word. Maybe some people, right? Like, not everybody suffers them, but people have the potential to, people have the potential to suffer a challenge, right?
Right, exactly. The suffering comes with what you do with the event, what your mind does, what your egoic mind does with it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that you're totally right. It's been written about forever and ever and ever. It's like, you know, it's the whole idea about, well, why did the 5-year-old kid get cancer? You know, why did this happen? Why are these people dying and all of that stuff? And listen, that is the kind of stuff that, first of all, the ego will love that, because it wants to, first of all, say that the world is bad and there is all this other stuff. But when you're on a true spiritual path, you can see it and have a spiritual awakening. You can see it and say, it is what it is, and there is God in everything. There is light in everything, not just good, not just the good things, not just the good things, right? So.
Well, here's a little spin on that. this just catches me so much. So I just want to share the story. So, I live in Anchorage, Alaska, but I work with people everywhere. But I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and so I do have a fair amount of clients that come see me in Anchorage, Alaska. So there's this lovely lady who brings her mother who lives out of state. She lives far, far away, and her mother's elderly. So she came to see me last year, and she was, I think right around that time, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And this elderly lady is phenomenal. Like her energy is just like breathtaking to me. And she's had like angelic experiences. Like she's just amazing. So, and she believes, like the reason I'm telling you this story is she believes 100% without a doubt, she believes. And so, she was diagnosed last year with stage 4 cancer, and they gave her, I think, 6 weeks to live or something crazy like that. Then lo and behold, she came back and saw me again this year. Her cancer is all gone. So long past 6 weeks, her cancer's all gone. No cancer left. But she still has some pain. She has other stuff going on. And so when she came to see me last week, it was mostly we just did like a lot of healing and stuff like that. So one of my questions to her is what would you like this right now? And she's like, well, she still has pain. So I said, okay, we're going to do some stuff to let go, to release some of that pain. So we did a little work. And then when I was done, I was like, okay, you know, open your eyes when you're ready. And she's so sweet. So she opened up her eyes and she's like, my headache's gone. And the reason I'm telling you this is because she believes and it works.
Yes.
It's like, and she touches me so much. I mean, she just is so dear.
I love it. And that's why it's such a great story. And that's why, you know, it's proven, that people that have been diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses, they have a 50 to 70% higher rate of surviving, of surpassing that illness when they pray, when they're in spiritual groups, when they do the work that we're talking about. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah, I love it. That's a miracle. Yay, miracle
it
alert.
It is a miracle.
Beep, 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 beep. I love a miracle.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
so cool.
And it's about her faith and her trust.
Oh, well, that's why I love working. Listen, I love working with people who believe. That
yeah.
They are my favorite because you know what? You see, it's like each week you talk to them, bing, 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 the miracles have occurred.
Exactly. And it is, I mean, first of all, it makes our job a lot easier. we just get to guide their faith a little bit. You know, I actually love working with people that don't have the faith yet. They haven't developed the faith and developed the trust. And it's so miraculous to see people developing it and going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everything's working out. Wait a second. I mean, it's like that's what's happening, you know, when I work with my people and my students in my private immersion program. It's like, you know, it's like you see after a few weeks, they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm feeling better. Wait a second. The guy called and the things start falling into place. And it's because they've done the work to develop their faith and their trust. It's so miraculous. And anyone can have that. Anyone can have that if you choose to.
Absolutely. For
sure.
And the number one thing to do is meditate and pray every day.
Amen.
And it's free.
It's free. That's right. It's free. You know, it's like, you know, that's the requirement that I have. And I mean, a few requirements in my program is that you have to meditate every day. You have to meditate every day.
Yeah.
And meditate, you know, I wouldn't say correctly, but in a way, in a certain way, and you will find that the experience of yourself completely changes because you realize that you're not who you think you were. You're so much bigger. You're so much bigger. Yeah. Love it. Love it. That's a great story. Love it. Should we take one more caller?
Please. Yes, please.
Okay, let me Before we go to this caller, I just want to say the call-in number, if you're just tuning in, is 516-531-9809. Call us at 516-531-9809. Okay, let's go to the switchboard. The next person on our queue is from area code 303-585. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Kim. Can you hear
me? Hi, Kim. How are you? Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I am good. I am good. I just wanted to, well, it's interesting because I heard you talking to Deep.
Uh-huh.
And it just reminded me of myself entirely. But before hearing him, so I'd love to just get a sense of what you, I don't know, what either of you or Polly kind of sense. But for me, and just as you were talking now, Max, of, you know, the practice of meditating every day, that's just meditating or prayer every day is something really important to do. I am doing that, and I've been doing that for a long time. But I feel, I think my, there's still some sort of block I have of being able to, I don't know, manifest more faith than I have been able to do so far. And I come from a background of really scientific people, and you got to prove everything, and you got to see it before you believe it. And I so much want to do the believing before I see it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm getting there, but it, I don't know. So I guess my question is, you know, what are ways to, like you just said, Max, like ways to meditate that are maybe more productive or can lead me down that path more?
Great, great. First of all, I love your insight. I love your insight. I love your intelligence. I love your energy. It's really great. I want to say one thing really quickly is that nothing is all or nothing, right? Just kind of like what Polly was saying is that sometimes you have to use your logical mind, and your logical mind is there for a very specific reason. The problem is that most of us are using that logical mind with the ego, and so it's keeping us trapped in this place of not trusting our intuition. So listen, sometimes it's totally fine, I believe, as a teacher, is that it's totally fine to find evidence of something, and then that creates a belief. That's fine. That's fine, too. So it's not either or. Does that make sense, first of all?
Okay. Yes. Yes. That's good. Yes.
So it's okay. So give yourself a break. Give yourself a break about that.
okay.
And secondly, the meditation, this is what I teach. I teach that, you know, one-pointed meditation of allowing everything to be as it is the most powerful type of meditation, where you either have a, you know, you focusing just on your breath over and over, allowing, a lot of people are trying to quiet their mind. You're never going to quiet your mind. You're never going to quiet your mind. So allow your mind to do what it is, but have more of a connection to that silent awareness part of you. The part that's allowing everything to be as it is. And that part of you is where the adventure, the internal journey begins. That part of you. Does that make sense?
I think so. So, and it's true that I can never quiet my mind entirely. You know, I'm all, and I am learning more and more not to resist that.
Good.
Because I know that's part of it. And so what you're saying is just to be as aware of, as I can, of my state of being in that moment. Just, I don't know, just be with it, perceive it as it is.
Exactly. So you can start with, you know, focusing on your breath. Start with, and using your breath down at your hara. Do you know what your hara is? The hara is underneath your belly, at the very bottom of your belly.
So
focus on the in-breath and out-breath of the hara. Just, and very easily, don't be like, I'm going to breathe now. Just go, oh.
Okay.
Going in and out, in and out. And that's kind of your touchstone of where you're going to come back to all the time. And then just allowing yourself to be aware of being aware.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get that. When I'm just operating in my daily life out there or whatever, where I'll say something, I'll even say something. I'm aware of what I'm saying. It's not what I want to be saying, or it is what I want to be saying sometimes, and I'm aware that I'm saying it. Like, I,
yeah, that's good. That's good.
So, yeah.
That awareness, that developing the awareness of your awareness, and in those quiet moments, in the silence and the stillness of meditation, that's really the place where you start to redevelop your relationship to what you believe you are. Let go of what you believe you are and be more the awareness. That's what
Aware. Just be aware of of yourself in that moment and not
and the,
make
meaning
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, just not make
Don't
any
try to
judgments
make a meaning
about
of it.
It or... Our meaning, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that place will start to, and this is a byproduct of doing this kind of one-pointed awareness meditation. The byproduct is that your mind will start to slow down a little bit. It won't be as crazy, the crazy train. It will, but you'll be able to say, "Oh, there's the train. I'm going to sit over here." Interesting.
Yeah.
And that, and when you develop that muscle and you're already there, just keep going. And remember that meditation is really the meditation you're doing in the moment, your 20 minutes, your 30 minutes is really for the rest of your day. So just sit in that time, allow yourself to be, and then have faith that everything is working out exactly as it should.
Yeah, it's that second piece that everything is having faith that everything's working out exactly as it should.
Yeah, that's your because your ego wants to control
it. Right. And I do believe now that everything happens as it should. Like I'm on a journey, a path that's unfolding the way it should be. So I'm coming to believe that more, but then there's the part of me it's like, okay, but it's not as fast as I want it to be. And why does that happen first? Like, no, I just, you know, it's about time that I get to this place, you know, I'm impatient.
Right. That's okay. But that's what the ego does. I'm sorry. That's what the ego does. I just want to say that. Polly, we haven't even given you a chance to talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Polly.
Thanks for calling in, Kim. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you is I see three people that have passed that are like right in front of you. And one of them is more like the spokesperson for them. And whoever it was had like some type of throat or lung cancer. There's something like where their airway was like literally feels like it was crushed. Do you know who this person was?
Wait, so you're saying somebody who just passed in front of me who is...
Yeah, somebody that has been, like, they feel like family... They're with you right now. They passed. They're on the other side. They're with you right now. They're with you a lot. They guide you a lot. And the main person feels like they had, like, it could have been throat cancer, but it feels like respiratory, like their airway. It's like at the base of my neck. Their airway was crushed. Do you know who that person was?
Well, there's
somebody
not.
That had respiratory
I have a good friend of mine who's now suffering from and dying from breast cancer.
You know,
but that's
this
not.
Is somebody who's
I mean,
passed.
I don't have somebody
and
in my
you,
family. Not. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you
no.
you do have people with you that you don't know. You do have people with you, and one of the ways that they help you, because it could have been who knows what generation. But one of the ways that they help you is I see you sitting at a desk, and you know how people have checkbooks that are in a big, like almost like a binder, like it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I see you at the desk, kind of writing checks. And whoever this is, they're helping you financially. They're helping you streamline financially. So whoever this is. So it's somebody, I mean, if you look back, I mean, it could have been like, it feels family to me. So go back. And look
Yes. That is true. So I mean, I do have some, So I don't know that this helped. Yes. Okay. I will say that there has been some recent help financially. And that has come from, that originated from my grandfather, who's long since passed. I mean, he died a while ago.
He is with you. He absolutely is with you. He is helping you. There are two other people in the family that are with him, but he is the one that is here guiding you and helping you financially. That's the number one thing I want to tell you. He's like right there with you. And I was like waiting for you guys to talk about the meditation because I'm like, he's here with you. And he, you know, he's helping you. He's guiding you. He's like,
very
he's there. Yeah. Well, he's, so, I, you know, if you can find his name, just be aware that he's with you. Talk to him. Because I'm telling
you.
And I don't know
name.
Who the two other people are, but they're definitely family. So it could have been his brothers or one brother and one. One might have been his brother and one. But they're, it's like, this is kind of fun. And the grandfather is showing me, like, he must have had respiratory or throat, something like that. But the grandfather, like, kind of as a joke, like, I don't think he was a banker, but as a joke, they're showing me, like, a banker cap, green hat. But he's
financially. Yeah, he wasn't a banker, my grandfather, but he was very strict with his own kids, so my father and his siblings, to have them record every single little penny they spent all the time.
Perfect.
Anything.
Because that's what this is all about. And he's here to guide you with it.
That's interesting. So what do you mean by the other two people, though?
They're just in the family, but he's the one. It's like for him, this is fun.
Okay, I have to say this really quickly. I pulled a card for you, Kim, and I got the Knight of Swords turned upside down. And a lot of times, the Knight of Swords turned upside down is a message that you might be being too extravagant. Isn't that funny?
That might be being too extravagant.
Yeah. Or
okay.
If it goes along with what Polly is saying, is that maybe this grandfather is like trying to say, hey, I'm going to guide you about your money, about what's going on here and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that is, but it's interesting that it's a male card and it's coming from this kind of message about be aware of being extravagant. Not sure if that makes any sense.
So So I'm not sure that. So guiding me, but just warning, or there's some sort of warning of be careful, don't go overboard with spending or something, or what does
that
mean?
You said that he tended to be like that, right?
Yeah. Well, he did not spend. No, the reverse.
He's not.
I mean, he was not.
That's right, because he's fearful of being extravagant.
Yes, yes.
That's why I'm saying.
But he's... Yeah, because
I don't think he's saying. I don't think he's saying. Sorry, let me just say this real quickly. I don't think he's saying that about you. I'm saying that his personality is somebody that's fearful of being extravagant.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. So as a confirmation,
his son is very much that's true. Okay.
Okay. There was a confirmation. It's not about you. Go ahead, Polly.
Yeah, and he's more like showing you the way. It's like he's showing you the way. Like he's really helping you grow your finances. Like he's showing you the way, and that's what I'm hearing, showing you the way to grow your finances. So it's more like he's now past the fear aspect and he's having fun with it. He's showing you the way. It's literally what
that's
I'm
very interesting.
He's showing you the way.
Yeah, it's good.
That's very it's interesting. Good. Okay.
And you just have an incredible energy, I just have to tell you. I just really adore your energy.
Okay, thank you.
Really, really, really,
thank
really.
You.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am. I've been very lucky and more grateful for it every day. Yeah, I've been married for quite 30 years. So
great,
yeah,
because I feel that there is such a really loving, incredible person by your side all the time. There's somebody that's amazing that's with you all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm starting my business, and this is where I'm less patient, but as a relationship coach, so working with other women in midlife. I'm in my midlife years, but helping other women who haven't been quite so fortunate, or at least maybe they have been in the past, but not now, and are struggling in their intimate partnerships, and really working with them to build
beautiful
something
work.
Much more. Yeah, much more positive and long-lasting.
I love it. I love it. Definitely keep us up to date with that and, you know, shoot us an email or, you know, me or Polly at one of our websites. Just say, hey, where's Kim? Because, you know, of course, we'd love to support people that are doing great work in the world to help people.
Okay. No, that's nice. Thank you. Okay, well, thanks for this. Yeah, thanks for the show. I appreciate your comments.
You're so
Enjoy.
Welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, so nice. So nice. It's always good to support people that are doing positive work. Polly, I'm sorry about that. I needed to just, like, talk for a second, and I didn't give you a lot of chance.
Oh, that's... yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I think we're wrapping up.
it's a way that shows like how people might have been in their past life, like I mean in their life. Like say if I think of my grandmother, I think of her in a certain way. But when they're on the other side and they guide us, they don't necessarily, they come from such a different, more loving place. It's a more loving place. So the grandfather was very good managing money, but he's not coming across as rigid as he was in this life. Now he has fun with it. Like he's having fun helping her, which is really cool.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and it was just, I just had to jump in there because I was like, I picked this one card and I was, and it was like, oh, this is kind of what he was about. So.
Yeah.
Love it. What a great show, Polly. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
I want to say hello to, okay, I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's Carly. Carly Alex. I want to say hello to Carly Alex because they just posted something on Facebook.
Carol.
So I'm just saying
Carol.
Hello there because we really appreciate our listeners. And if there's anything that you want to hear or anything like that, just let us know. Just contact us and let us know because we're open and we're doing it because we want it to be enjoyable for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's Carol. That's my friend Carol, for sure.
Oh.
So you pronounce it Carol.
Okay. Well, hello,
so.
Carol.
Hello, Carol, and thank you for touching in with that. I love it. All right. I think that we're at our mark. We will be back next week, same time, same place, right?
Absolutely. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And my website is Gateways to Peace with the number 2 if you want to learn more about me. And Max's website?
AttractPositiveResults.com. Make sure that you sign up for my newsletter. And when you do that, you'll get 5 free Razor Vibe videos that are really powerful. And also, we're also available for readings and all that stuff. So, all right, Polly. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Blessings, and may we just experience miracle after miracle until next Thursday.
Amen. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at AttractPositiveResults.com. You can find Polly at GatewaysToPeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at ConnectsMaxAndPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.